All right, welcome back with Kurt Bavakwa. I'm Jesse Agler. If you listen or watch the show with any sort of regularity, you know one of my favorite terms is scheduling quirk. And we've got one of those here with the Cardinals. Padres and the Cardinals play twice a year, once in San Diego, once in St. Louis. And the two occurrences are taking place like a week and a half apart or a week, whatever it is. They were just here. The Cardinals were just here at the trade deadline. And now we get an opportunity to see them just 2 weeks later, I guess, or thereabouts. So to talk about this four-game series that opens up tonight at Busch is Jennifer Langosch. She covers the Redbirds for MLB.com. Jennifer, good to talk to you again. Appreciate it. How different have things gone for the Cardinals since we saw them 2 weeks ago? Obviously a couple of big trades and that includes tonight's starting pitcher.
Yeah, they definitely have a different look tonight than they did coming into San Diego, though a lot went down in San Diego with the acquisition of Justin Masterson and then John Lackey, and certainly the departures of Alan Craig and Joe Kelly, who were two very important pieces on this team. But in terms of the on-field performance, it's kind of been more of the same for the Cardinals, who, you know, for 4.5 months now have just been treading water. They've really not had any long winning streaks. They've avoided any long losing streaks. I think they feel fortunate to only be two games behind the Brewers in the NL Central, kind of given how they play. They're coming off a 2-4 road trip that they did not play all that well. So, again, it's kind of been more of the same from this team, which really has yet to take off. They hope that's in the future, but they also know that they're running up against a pretty good Padres pitching staff here these next four games.
Jennifer, Kurt Bavakwa here. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on again.
Oh, it's our pleasure. I wanted to ask you how these two new guys, with the departure of the guys that you mentioned leaving, they were, in my view, they were an important part of the chemistry of the St. Louis Cardinal team. How have the new guys fit in with the ball club?
You know, so far so good. It was interesting. The initial reaction, from the Cardinals clubhouse, I wouldn't say it was negative, but this team was certainly taken aback by these moves. And you talk about Alan Craig, a guy who played a very pivotal role in getting this team to a world championship a few years ago. Joe Kelly, who, without him in the rotation last year, I don't think they win the NL Central and, again, go as far as they did in the postseason. So you're talking about two guys who have been drafted and developed in this organization, very involved in the community and well-liked in the clubhouse. So, the initial reaction was very much mixed. I will say, though, that as the days have passed, that's kind of been forgotten, and the Cardinals have embraced the two guys, Masterson and Lackey, who have arrived. Now, certainly, the better they pitch, and John Lackey's been okay in one start and did not have a good start, and Masterson had two poor starts before pitching very well yesterday. Pitching well is certainly going to help, but they do seem to kind of fit the profile of these Cardinals players, especially Masterson, just in his personality, a little more outgoing than Lackey. But again, if this is a trade that helps the Cardinals win on the field, I think overall, will be forgiven, and they'll look at it as a positive.
Yeah, winning solves everything. Jennifer Langosch covers the Cardinals. She's with us on the Cholula Hotline. She's on Twitter, at Langosch MLB. Yadier Molina, the cast is off the thumb. You know, talk about the Cardinals kind of treading water. I would imagine getting him back at some point people would expect that would help them do more than just tread water. What's kind of the latest news on his injury and when he might be back?
Yeah, there was actually some pretty big news today with him. He did get the cast off on Friday, and today he actually went out to the bullpen and caught a bullpen session, which was the first time he had done early any sort of baseball activity. It's been now 34 days, so just about 5 weeks since his surgery. And he is a little bit ahead of schedule. So, at the time of the procedure, the Cardinals said they expected it to be an 8 to 12 week absence. 8 weeks would put him coming back in early to mid-September. 12 weeks would mean that he probably wouldn't be back until the postseason if this team makes it into October. So, the fact that he was able to catch a bullpen session today was a really good sign for him. He's now wearing a soft cast, which is on his throwing arm, so he was throwing with that today. And the way it's looking, I would say the Cardinals are certainly optimistic this is going to be on the shorter end of that time frame. And as you mentioned, getting Yadi Molina back in September, along with Michael Wacha, who's also making progress, would certainly be a boost for a club that, again, despite playing kind of so-so throughout the season, is still very much in that NL Central race.
Oh, I think getting those two guys back will be a giant shot of adrenaline for the St. Louis Ball Club, who really, if you look at it, they're struggling a little bit right now. There's only one or two guys that I believe that when they take the mound, you can really rely on them. But you've got some offensive players that are kind of exciting, and the ball club's playing good baseball, so I think the fans of St. Louis overall have to be happy.
Yeah, if you can stay in a division race and not really reach anywhere close to the potential that you think you have, I think that has to be looked at as a success here. I mean, the Cardinals will play a lot of games within the NL Central down the stretch. So, you know, you look at their September schedule. If they do get Yadi back, if they do get Michael Wacha back, the timing will be good because they're going to be playing both the Brewers and the Pirates and the Reds, who are all going to be on their way to another division title. So, yeah, I mean, the Cardinals seem to be in a good place. It's been somewhat perplexing that this offense really hasn't taken off and showed the consistency that it did a year before. I mean, I don't think anybody expected this team to repeat and hit .330 with runners in scoring position again, but, you know, that percentage has dropped almost 100 points. It's a team that doesn't hit home runs, doesn't really even get a lot of extra base hits, so it's a very labor-intensive offense. But you have enough proven players in this group that at some point, you know, this is what Mike Matheny has been preaching for weeks now, you do think that it's going to come around. And again, if you get a boost like Yadi Molina back into the lineup to deepen that, they do set up well to make a run toward the end.
Jennifer Langosh covers the Cardinals for MLB.com on Twitter at LangoshMLB. Good to catch up with you again. Appreciate it, and enjoy this weekend series.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, thanks. Jennifer Langosh on the Cholula Hotline. Cholula Hot Sauce, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wood cap. For a punch of delicious jalapeno and poblano, check out the green pepper sauce flavor today. Delicious. It's
we finally
new.
Got a girl on the Cholula Hotline.
Her second time.
I like that.
Jennifer Langosh. Yeah, she does a really nice job covering the Cardinals. 2.5 games in back in Milwaukee, tied with Pittsburgh in the division and for the wild card lead. This is not necessarily the position they're used to being in, but as she said, they're okay. You know, they
yeah,
feel okay,
absolutely.
And they're getting some big pieces back.
That's going to be an exciting race.
Oh, yeah, big time.
I believe so.
Now, all that being said, I'm not trying to do this, but if Padres go in there and they got a good weekend in St. Louis, oh, boy, that gets very interesting. Kids 14 and younger can sign up for Junior Padres, the official kids club of the San Diego Padres. Junior Padres earn great rewards by swiping their card at Padre home games and also enjoy great events like Junior Padres Sunday signings and much more. Sign up for free at Padres.com/Junior Padres. We'll take a break. When we come back, give you a couple of injury updates, some not-so-great news, and a roster move to go along with all of that. Plus, Kurt and Blooper go head-to-head in just a few minutes on Padres Social Hour.